I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hey, flower farmers. Are you looking to connect with florists who truly appreciate the beauty of locally grown blooms? And florists, do you wish you had access to fresh, high-quality flowers straight from the farm? Well, I have the perfect solution for you, farmerstoflorist.com. It is the ultimate marketplace designed to bring flower farmers and florists together in one easy platform. So as a farmer, you can showcase your seasonal availability, you can connect with florists, you can get your name out there, you get listed in the directory, and you can sell your flowers at premium prices without a middleman. And as a florist, you can get access to farm fresh, locally grown blooms that your customers will love. And these are going to be vetted farmers. These are going to be farmers that understand the quality that you need, and they're not going to just try to sell you 5-gallon buckets of whatever they have going on. So no more scrambling to find the perfect flowers last minute. I would love for you guys to check out the link in the episode notes. Get signed up. We are still offering a special if it is available. The first 20 farmers to sign up for this platform get the setup fee waived. So you just have to pay the monthly premium. There is an entire episode explaining this, but go ahead, click the link, reach out to me if you have questions and let me know what you need. Thanks. Welcome to Flower Farmer Forum, the podcast where growing and selling cut flowers isn't just a dream, it's a reality. With over 100,000 downloads, this is your go-to spot for everything you need to know about turning blooms into bucks. Whether you're looking for a little bit of extra cash or dreaming of scaling up to a full-fledged flower empire, we've got you covered. I'm your host, Liz Fidler, owner and operator of Sunny Mary Meadow Flower Farm in Minnesota. In just 5 years, I went from modest beginnings with $7,000 in sales to flourishing $200,000 operation, and I'm here to tell you it's absolutely possible. But remember, peddling perishable products requires careful planning and thoughtful intention. So let's roll up our sleeves and dive in. Ready to bloom and grow? Let's get started.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Flower Farmer Forum podcast. I'm your host, Liz Fidler-Mergen from Sunny Mary Meadow Flower Farm. We took a little break. Probably didn't even notice. July is so busy. But hopefully you noticed. I hope you noticed that we took a week off on the podcast. Lots of big things happening at our farm and lots of pivoting and lots of trying to decide the direction that we want, honestly, this podcast to go to, this community to go to, and we're really excited. So today I want to talk about something that I never thought this would happen with my farm, but I took a pretty long intermission with selling and growing flowers. If you are new here, it started out as an online course called PPP, Peddling Perishable Products. And it was just like a one-time course with cohorts, and you had like one module per week, and it was like an 8-week course. And while that is great, and I think that that is the best way to actually complete content, let's face it, pretty much everyone is busy moms and they needed to be able to do it at their own time, their own pace. And if they had a couple days, they wanted to binge a couple weeks worth of lessons. And it's like, no, one lesson at a time. And it just didn't quite work. So we, after 2 cohorts of that, we made it like an what's considered an evergreen course. So at any point you can log in and just, you know, take the course and buy it and complete it. Well, I'm not calling it a course anymore, even though it's still that original course. It's now a membership. And with that membership, you get to join the Facebook group. And then we have a monthly Zoom call that's optional for everyone to jump on. And so we've been doing that for about 3 months now. We used to have a private podcast with it. And we decided, nope, let's just do a monthly Zoom call. And so this month, everyone was just burnt out. Except for me. I was at the lake and I felt kind of bad, but I'm like talking everyone off the ledge. I'm like, you guys, I have to share. Like I took my foot off the gas and it didn't fall apart. But I also am not naive enough to think that I could have done that in years 1 or 2. It's just reminding that, hey, the hustle is worth it as far as building your customer base, building your email list, being intentional about nothing blooms all year round, right? Like you can have a little bit of break. look at the patterns of your customers. You know, everyone was just so disheartened because July sales are slow. And I'm like, yeah, that's why I don't do sales in July anymore. So we have our subscriptions end like June 20th, our 8-week spring subscriptions. And then we don't start up again until August 5th this year. And UPICs don't start until July 30th. And we're basically taking those sales and shifting them a little so they're higher when we are selling flowers. And I really think my gross revenue is going to be the exact same, yet we are caught up and it feels so good. So once again, think of it as you are pulling over to refuel the tank or recharge the battery, not just hitting the brakes, okay? So I literally did not plant flowers to be blooming after the peonies until the beginning of August, except I had a few like Orlaya and Queen Anne's lace and stock and white snapdragons because I knew I had some weddings on July 17th, July 19th, and July 26th. But again, those are fulfilling my wedding orders that I knew that I had. And so I just planted some white flowers to be blooming then. But otherwise, pretty much everything else is about 2 weeks away from blooming because I'm like, I don't want to spend July deadheading and trying to move flowers. Like our first succession of sunflowers is going to start next week. And we'll be able to hold them in the cooler for like a week and use them for subscriptions. And it's just amazing. But I would say the biggest thing of all of it is we are like weed free. My team has been caught up. So I have two teachers that work for me in the summertime. And then I have someone that, Sydney, that does like the floral design. And so Brittany and Lydia that work in the summer, we're so caught up. So instead of like fitting the weeding and the maintenance and the staking the flowers and the pinching and the irrigation and all of those things, instead of fitting that in around subscription bouquets, we were able to like step back and focus on that. So they are so caught up on that. The flowers have never looked better. And then I have been able to focus on what my business really needs. And that is sales, marketing, systems, vision. As we are expanding, we have the foundation poured for our building, like construction is moving and grooving. So every week you're going to have a little update on that. But basically, yeah, the foundation is poured. That's where we're at. And I am focusing my time where it's the most valuable. And I've been going to chamber meetings. I've been meeting with local groups. I have been focusing on building those community connections, not just working harder in the field. And so, you know, another thing that I was able to really, really dedicate for my time during this intermission, and it's not an intermission from work. Like I'm still working, you guys. It's just, I've been really flexible about it. And I've been able to just work on the backside of the business and not have to fulfill orders of flowers because there's nothing really blooming right now. And then one thing that I'm so excited to talk about that I know you guys are like, you've been talking about this email marketing course for 6 months. Okay. I finally have the answer of what I'm going to be doing and why it wasn't working and what I'm excited about. So I have automated using MailChimp. I've automated almost every single one of my emails as a form on my website. So right now, my inbox on like my Gmail, it doesn't own me anymore. So if someone goes to sunnymarymeadow.com and they fill out a form and they click on group tour or wedding flowers or just general inquiry, it all runs through these smart forms on my website with customized automatic replies and then links that guide people to the next step without me manually responding to everything. And it took hours and hours to set it all up, but it is gold. And I paid someone to do that for me. And I tried like turning this into a course, but honestly, the course was like 8 hours long because it was like, well, I need to teach you how to do it in real time. Because that's literally how long it actually takes. And you need a step-by-step, like walk the process. Because there is a little bit of like coding and embedding links and da-da-da-da-da. And it's a little bit complicated. But what I've decided is I'm going to crank out just a really general like overview 20-minute module add-on of like the basics of email marketing within Foundations of PPP. But then this winter, when I have my space done, I want to host some in-person workshops with kind of the technical side or the business side or the admin side for your small business, whether it's flower farming or whatever. And literally attendees will actually bring their laptop and then walk out with these same systems that work for them. So it's just like, you know, a table full of laptops, coffee, snacks, hammering out workflows that free you up. And it's just, I'm so excited about it. So So I'm still out there, you know, with every order. So here's the thing. If I hadn't done this, I wouldn't be able to do any of that, if that makes sense. So that is why the foundation of your business matters so much. So right now with my farm, subscriptions start the week of August 5th. Every single weekend until the end of October, starting August 9th, I have anywhere from 1 to 6 weddings. Starting July 30th through Frost, we are going to have constant like 3 U-picks a week that are ticketed. I already have the tickets on my website. People are starting to buy them. My emails for like my mass broadcast emails for my farm, they are pended through the end of September. On Instagram, I have Sunny Mary Meadow Reels on my farm, like pended out through the middle of August. I'm so caught up and I'm feeling so good because I know that my teachers go back. We also have dahlias in our high tunnel that are just starting to bloom now. So I know that, and then we just planted a succession of amaranth, zinnias. We've got celosia in there. And my goal is to have those flowers through the end of October, even after frost has hit us, so that I'll have those for weddings. And it's just, I'm feeling so good about the farm. And I already built the audience. I already, you know, have that customer base. I built those foundations over the last couple of years. And so now that I feel like the farm is under, you know, control of where it can be or should be based on this like interim expansion construction that we're working on, the podcast is going to be, this very podcast is going to be having a pretty big pivot that I'm rolling out this fall. All right, flower friends, we are going to take a quick break and I'm going to talk about Foundations of Petaling Perishable Products, or PPP for short. This started as a course with cohorts, but now it's a full-on membership. So you pay once for lifetime access to all of the course modules, which cover everything from sales and marketing to goal setting, legal, accounting, efficiencies, scaling, and more. Basically, how to actually run your flower business like a business, and how I took my business from a $7,000 hobby to literally a $500,000 revenue enterprise. And it's the foundations and the framework and the principles that I built on, because if you scale things that are not working, you're just scaling your problems. And so once you join, you are in. So you get access to the, not only do you get the whole course, but you get access to the private Facebook group of 40 plus members that are taking flower farming extremely seriously, a monthly Zoom call for the group where you can ask questions, get support, or just listen in. And there we cover a lot of growing things, but I also will share, you know, once a month, I'll say, hey guys, this is something I just learned. I'm going to teach you about, you know, the SMS texting marketing that I started doing with the husbands. And here's how I got them to sign up. And now they get a text a week before their anniversary or whatever it is. Like, or hey guys, I'm going to show you the behind the scenes on my Mother's Day flowers and how I did that reservation system. And this is how you use Calendly on the back end. Like, once a month, I show something like that. And then, of course, everyone can ask like growing questions, whatever. You also get lifetime access of exclusive replays of our quarterly webinars. Those are the public webinars that we do for this podcast. So now everyone can join those live. You have to sign up, but the replay is only for the members. And that is because I pack those with behind the scenes strategy of my farm. So like, hey, this is how I grew my farm to this, and here's the behind the scenes of the revenue, and here's the expenses that it actually takes to get there. I'm not going to put those out on the public podcast anymore. If you sign up, if you watch them live, you can see it for free. But if you don't watch it live, then you can only get the recording if you're a Foundations of PPP member. Plus, Foundations of PPP people get discounts for any of our in-person workshops and future courses. So events like Flower Farmer Forum, Farmer Florist Bootcamp, all of those things. There are 3 payment options to fit your budget. So there's a one-time fee of $1,000. You can do $100 a month for 12 months. So you save if you do the one time, or there's a middle ground of 6 months. So if you are serious about growing and ready to stop reinventing the wheel, please join our group. There is a link in the episode notes where you can schedule a 15-minute phone call with me for free. Tell me about your dreams. Tell me about your goals. Tell me about your problems right now. And I will be honest, and probably a third of the people that I talk to, I'm like, you know, I don't think this is for you. I don't think it's going to be helpful. I will be honest if I don't think that it's what you need, because I do
want to, you know, I take it seriously that someone's investing in themselves, and I equally want to be there to help them. And yeah, so if you are interested in joining Foundations of PPP, I invite you to schedule a 15-minute call with me. Sorry, that was a really long ad. Podcast producer Abby is going to be like, Liz, keep it to 90 seconds. But I can't, because Foundations of PPP is so much. It's not 90 seconds. Anyway, back to the episode.
So I want to, I've listened to you guys. I've seen which episodes do the best. I'm seeing what questions people are answering me. I'm doing market research to see what else is out there. I'm watching what other flower farming podcasts are talking about. I'm looking at kind of the online course thing and, you know, just how that's working. And I finally feel really good about the direction we're heading. So this podcast is going to stay. Flower Farmer Forum Conference, Farmer Florist Bootcamp, they are not going anywhere. I am still a flower farmer at heart, and that is the foundation of my story, and that's how it always will be. But we're going to evolve this podcast, and it's going to be more stories and strategies around agritourism, specialty crop farming, and direct-to-consumer agriculture. Because there is a whole world beyond just flowers, and I want to be a resource for that too. Because I've always said it, there are so many resources out there about actually growing flowers, but it's the business side that is the tricky part, right? Like, being a flower farmer is not hard, but like being an entrepreneur is a whole other skill, right? And so that's what I want to help navigate through that. So that all being said, if I didn't have these foundations, I wouldn't have been able to take a break. I wouldn't have been able to afford to hire help. I wouldn't be able to like feel caught up and feel good about the sales in my business and not panic when, oh my God, we only had, you know, I think we still did like $7,000 worth of sales in July, like just offhandedly did a few custom orders as they came in, and then these weddings and stuff. So it's not like we didn't do anything, you know, like customers were coming to me and I'm like, oh, nope, we're in intermission. Like, you know, they're asking, when's the stem bar? When's this? I'm like, they start in August. Okay, sounds good. Those same customers, now those things are going to be full. And my U-picks that I have ticketed are already like a third full. So I'm pretty excited about it. So if you are listening to this and you are tired, maybe you're buried in weeds, maybe your inbox is a disaster, maybe you're stuck in the grind, it is time to consider what an intermission for you would look like, and how are you going to do that? And that is because you've got to build the foundation. So if I sound salesy right now, it's probably because I am. If you're listening to this, you've been on the fence of Foundations of PPP, and it is time to join. Things are going to be changing. Things are going to change about it this fall, where you won't be grandfathered in anymore for life. But for now, everyone who joins will have that opportunity to be part of the community. Once you pay for it once, you're in. You get lifetime discounts to future like workshops. If we add on a new module, if we update things, they'll just be in there. And because of this, you know, and then we cover pricing, marketing, accounting, systems, goal settings. It's not just a course. It's a community of people who are really serious about getting organized and getting profitable. So because of this, if you're still listening, I have a surprise for you. I have never done this. I have done sales around Thanksgiving time, and that's usually like $100 to $150 off. But I am offering 25% off Foundations of PPP for the first 10 people that sign up. So if you go on the website, the link's there. Click on Foundations of PPP. There's three different options: pay in full, 6-month payments, 12-month payments. If you use the code REST at checkout, you get 25% off. So if you pay in full, ultimately you save like $250 or more, depending on which payment plan you do. So if you do the pay in full, you get it for $750 instead of $1,000. If you do the 6 months, whatever 25% off $167 is. And if you do 12 months, instead of $100 a month, you get it for $75. And once you're in, you're in. You're grandfathered into future updates, all the Zoom calls, the Facebook group, private resources. And I've been playing with this new platform called Gather instead of Zoom. That's how eventually, starting this fall, I'm going to be hosting, instead of like the Zoom meetings, we're going to do this thing called Gather, where you can have this little like micro communities inside the group and like side conversations and almost like little mini masterminds where, like, hey, if you imagine it's like a house with Zoom, and then, you know, we have our big, like, I'll talk for a little bit and then say, okay, some of you wanted to talk about, you know, the two things that people said they wanted to talk about. We're going to vote about what we want to talk about. If you want to talk about this, go to room 3. If you want to talk about this, go to room 2. And you go in there and now you are like one-on-one Zoom with each other and can like problem solve and talk. And like, I'm so excited for it. So it's like, it's not going anywhere. We're just pivoting. And so the podcast, it's time to reach that new audience. That means I need to invest in putting it on YouTube. I need that extra production. You know, I need to up my social media game. Abby's doing fantastic. I need to pony up. I need to invest in it to reach a bigger audience. And that is why I'm offering 25% off for the first 10 people to sign up, because I'm going to take that money and I'm going to make this podcast so much better. I already have a list of like 30 amazing agritourism-based businesses or direct-to-consumer beef businesses or different types of just agricultural specialty crop farmers that I want to interview for the podcast. My interview skills have gotten a lot better. If you go back to the early days, I was just so excited and chatty and it was like coffee and conversation and there was no structure to the episodes and they were fun, but I've gotten better at that and I will get better at that. And it's time to level up. It's time to level up the podcast. And, you know, Foundations is not going anywhere and these groups are not going anywhere. And I need to just really be able to invest in making them better for everyone else. So that is why, you know, I looked at the amount of money that I need for that next level to invest in it, to make this happen by this fall. And I'm like, well, I really need 10 people to join. So if you are on the fence, if you've been thinking about it, if it's been something you've been wanting to do, sign up for that 12-month payment. Type in REST in the checkout code. You will get it for $75 a month for the next 12 months. And I promise. If you listen to them, you do the work, if you really take a breather and you look at what you're doing, like, is this sustainable? If the way you're running your business right now, is this how you want it to be 2 or 3 years from now? If you're chasing customers, if you're wondering, is this the right way to do it? If you're wanting that community, if you're wanting that consistency, if you're trying to catch up on your emails, if you're trying to catch up on something, this is the group that's going to help grow with you. And I will never lose sight of how it was in those early days. And I will never be one of those flower farmers that's like, well, just hire help. Get someone to pull your weeds. It's easy. Because if someone would have told me that 2 or 3 years ago, I would have slapped them. Because with what money? With what time? Who? How do I do that? And that's what I want to teach you. And maybe you never want to hire help. Maybe you never want those things. You just want a little bit more calm of what you're doing now and a little more clear direction. And I want to help you with that. To me, it's like, it's so freeing to know, you know, the lessons that I teach you with like profit first and how much money the business actually has right now and setting aside money. And there's no emergencies. Like paying my sales tax is not an emergency because I know how to do it and where it's due and my books are up to date and tax time is not an emergency. Like I want to help get you there. And then the other thing is if you go to the episode links, so the link in the bio is going to be linked to the Foundations of PPP page. You can check it out. If you have questions, of course, you can schedule a 15-minute phone call to talk with me, but it's pretty self-explanatory what the course is. And like I said, if you sign up through the end of August, you are grandfathered into any future changes. And I have big goals. I'm not quitting. This podcast has such a huge audience. Podcast producer Abby just looked it up. We are in the top 1.5% of downloads for all podcasts in the world. Now, keep in mind, probably the bottom 50% are no longer active, right? You know, so you look at that, like there's so many that have started and like have quit, but still, like we have a very high listenership. I just have to figure out A, what resources my listeners want, B, what type of show do I want to host, and C, how can I make this sustainable and repeatable, monetize it enough so that at least it compensates my time, right? I'm never going to get rich off of this podcast, nor do I want to. If I wanted to just make money, I would knock it down to 80% off. And I bet, you know, I get thousands of listeners every week. Like if I sold it for $200 all of a sudden, I'm sure so many of you would sign on to that. But I don't want that because I want us to be able to still like build and grow intentionally. And I want you to have a little skin in the game. I want you to know that you're in there because you're investing in yourself and you're taking it seriously. And that is who is in this group. I want you to take the time to come to Flower Farmer Forum Conference every year and learn something new and get better and different speakers. And like flower farming is not trendy. It's not this like large scale, maybe like home gardening and whatever, but producing crops that displace the imported flowers, that is the future. And I'm so excited to be part of it. So the other thing, sorry, the other link on the bio, in the episode notes. I'm a little tangenty today. Abby's going to be like, Liz, come on. The other link is there's a link to workshops, and I have a wait list for those, essentially like deciding which ones you want to do. I really thought that our building was going to be done in like August. It's not going to be done until October now. So we are starting to plan. Like, I want to do one of those email courses already in like October, November of this year. And we'll offer a couple a year, but also like Flower Farmer Forum conference and then like in-person workshops and VIP days. And so just take a moment, fill that out, let us know what types of things that you are interested in. But again, if you are on the fence about Foundations of PPP, use the code REST for 25% off. That's the cheapest you're ever going to see it. I will not sell it for less than $750. You cannot get in for lifetime access for under that amount. You know, and there's payment plans. You can do it $75 a month for, I mean, and it's a little bit more. It's not 10 months, it's 12 months. But if you pay in full, it's $750. The amount of vulnerable knowledge that I share in that course, I'm not selling that for less than that. It just isn't. And I'm excited. So if you are a flower farmer, an agritourism innovator, or someone who just wants to run their business with more intention, this is your space. I am so glad you're here. Please take care of yourself. Please refuel your tank. And just don't be afraid to pause. Don't be afraid to pause. Bloom and grow.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Flower Farmer Forum. If you enjoyed today's show and want to dive deeper into the world of growing and selling cut flowers, be sure to check out our website. There you'll find every episode in written blog form, plus courses and one-to-one coaching options to help you on your flower farming journey. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Flower Farmer Forum and join our Facebook page to connect with other passionate listeners and flower enthusiasts. If you're local and want to see what we're up to, visit us at sunnymarymeadow.com or find us on Instagram and Facebook at Sunny Mary Meadow for my flower farm. We'd love your support. Please leave us a 5-star review and share this episode with a friend who might find it fantastic. Until next time, keep growing, keep blooming, and keep making your flower farm dreams a reality.
Flowers, flowers, we love flowers. Sunny Mary Meadow, they smell so good. SunnyMaryMeadow.com.